Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about voting. Dude, I know you are hearing it nonstop. Please vote. Oh, this candidate needs your vote. And it's true. The candidate does need your vote. And it is obviously important that you vote in our general election that is coming up here in a few weeks as I record this. But it's also important that you vote in our local union election. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. Turnout in union elections is terribly low. And it is shocking how few votes it takes to turn an election. So maybe it's 30% turnout, maybe even less than that. And so in a branch like ours that has like 1,600 members, 30% turnout, that's 500 votes. So you got a three-way race, and the winning ticket or the winning candidate might only get 200 votes. And that's not very many votes. You know, that's like the workforce of two stations or maybe three stations, depending on the size of station. And that's not a lot. And so your vote carries a significant amount of weight. And what you're voting for matters to your quality of life while you're at work. You're not necessarily going to have a lot of interaction with the union president or with a trustee or with the treasurer or things like that. But the treasurer is a good example of why that's important, because you're paying these union dues and you want to make sure that that money is being spent in a responsible way, that you get, in essence, the service that you're paying for, that your money doesn't just go to buy lunch for people down at the union hall. And that's the kind of thing that the treasurer is responsible for. And then as far as like getting what you're paying for, you're paying for representation. So you have the chance to vote for steward in your local station. And you really need to give thoughtful consideration to who you're going to vote for steward. Because some stewards, they don't do crap. They barely ever file grievances, and they're pretty much just collecting their $250 a month or whatever it is and not doing anything. And then you have other stewards you have alternate stewards who are filing 15 grievances in a week, maybe more. And those are the kind of people you want on your side. And your vote will make all the difference in getting those people in. So I would love to see greater turnout in our upcoming branch election. As this episode will come out, I think, on Wednesday, the 16th of October, and you should be getting your ballots very soon. I don't know exactly when they're going to be mailed out, but it's going to be pretty soon. Please, guys, take the time, fill out that ballot. Make sure you check the box that says Alan Gigax for vice president. That's obviously the most important part. And Michael Brazemley for president and Jonathan Munoz for vice president. But whoever you vote for, even if it's not me, please vote. Please fill out that ballot. Please send it in. It is worthwhile. It's a minimal effort on your part, and it really does make a difference to your quality of life as a letter carrier. You know, to know that if anything goes down, that you're going to have a union who, from the top to the bottom, is going to have your back, that's really valuable. And you may go years without ever needing the union for anything, but when that time comes, it's really nice to know that you have people there who are standing at the ready to fight for you. And that's the whole point. That's why those people, at least in principle, are running for those positions. That's absolutely why I'm running for vice president, because I want to do good for the branch. And I want to take these skills that I have, these communication skills and teaching skills, and put them to use for the branch. And right now, not only is it not encouraged, it's not even welcome to offer those contributions to the branch. And that's what needs to change. So please vote, guys. When you get those ballots, check them, check those boxes, mail them back in. The postage is already paid. You don't even have to put on a stamp. If you want to lick something, you lick the envelope, right? I guess we don't lick stamps anymore anyway. So lick something, you know, just for old time's sake. And then send that ballot in. And one last plea, make sure you check the box that is next to the name Alan Gigax. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.